Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ted Bosefield. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosefield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Bosfield moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards is hit by the pitch. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0. Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Harrelson. Matthews fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Brown scores. Brandt moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Jose Santiago now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Matthews reaches third base with a triple. George Alozic pinch hits for Jose Santiago. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell pinch hits for Earl Robinson. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing left field. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Charles reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Harrelson moves to third. Gentile moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Stu Miller now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. Gentile scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Miller fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Edwards scores. Campaneris scores. Matthews moves to third. It's Orioles, 5, Athletics, 5. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is walked intentionally. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Steve Barber now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 6, Athletics, 6. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt strikes out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Barber moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.